Happy Monday, everyone. This is your girl, Tough Tiff, and I am so excited to meet with you today on this Monday. We are at the end of April. Can you believe it? We're about to be in May. I'm telling you, this year, 2024, is moving pretty fast. But I hope everyone is doing good. I hope your family and loved ones and friends are all doing well. And I thank you for joining me today on Tiff the Truth, because today is Motivational Monday. Yes, today is Motivational Monday. And this is just when I take time to talk about the goodness of God and to give you an encouraging word that I hope will uplift you or inspire you or to make you feel a little bit better. And if you might be going through some things in your life, I hope this will put a smile on your face. I hope it will turn that frown into a smile and to let you know that things will get better if you just hold on. So at this time, there won't be any national days that I'll be announcing today. Today, I just want to talk about our topic. And I think this is a topic that we can all relate to. And before we talk about that topic for Motivational Monday, I would like for us to go in prayer. So at this time, if you wouldn't mind, if you can bow your head in a word of prayer with me. Father God, we come right now to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. We thank you for allowing us to see another day of your grace and your mercy. We thank you for waking us up this morning in the right mind and for starting us on our way, because you didn't have to do it, but we're so thankful that you did. And we thank you, Father God, that you watched over us last night and you watched over our families and our loved ones as we slept in slumber in our beds. You sent your angels to protect us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. And for that, we are so thankful. And as we wake up on this beautiful day, this beautiful Monday, with brand new opportunities, brand new beginnings, brand new chapter, brand new hopes and dreams and laughter and love and forgiveness. We thank you on this day. And we ask, God, that you continue to order our steps, continue to lead us and guide us in the right direction. We ask that you pray for our families individually and collectively. Anyone that might be sick or ill in our family, we ask, Father God, that you heal their body. Bless them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask, God, that you bless our children. So many of our children are lost, Father God. They're out here in this world and they don't know about you. And we can't fault the children. We can't even fault the parents, because the parents don't know no better. So we ask you, God, to help us, the ones that do know about you, to tell the parents, the guardians, to invite them, to invite their children to come to get to know you on a personal level, so they can know why it's a blessing to have you in their lives, because we know all the wonderful things that you have done for us. And we're not saying that they're not going to go through things, because life happens. We're going to have ups and downs and highs and lows and trials and tribulations. But the good news is, as long as they have you dwelling in them, Lord, they'll be able to get through anything in their life. There's nothing that they would not be able to face if they know that you are living in their hearts and you are working on their behalf. So we ask, Father God, in this prayer, that you continue to lead us, show us the right way. Help us to be more like you, Father God. Help us to be the beacon of light in someone's darkness. We thank you right now, Father God, for all the things that you have done for us and what you're going to continue to do for us, Father God. And we ask, God, that you forgive us for all of our sins. We repent right now in Jesus' name for anything that we've done or said that was not pleasing in thy sight. So we thank you at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you joining me today in that prayer. And I hope someone feels whatever burdens that you might be going through, that it's a little bit lighter and that there's a little hope that you might be feeling right now. And I hope at the end of this episode, you will feel that you can conquer the world, because you can when you have the Lord and Savior in your life. And today I would like to talk about the topic, when you are feeling broken. When you are feeling broken. And sometimes we forget how awesome we really are. So this is just a friendly reminder today on Tiff the Truth that you are more than enough, that you are strong, that you are special, that you are extraordinary, that you are filled with a purpose, that you are confident, that you are beautiful, that you are handsome, that you are extraordinary, and that you are the likeness of God. God made you in his own image and in his own likeness. So you know you're not a mistake. You are his most precious gift. And that's how you have to treat yourself, as a gift. And don't let others treat you like you're not a gift, because you are worth all the things that God wants to give you and more. And don't shortchange yourself because you might be feeling broken. And you might say, "Tough Tiff, this is easy to hear it than to feel it." And I understand, because I've been there. It's not a good feeling when you are feeling broken, when you feel like you all alone. You feel like no one's there to comfort you. There's no one there to love on you. There's no one to pour love into you. But the good news is that we have a Lord and Savior that is always there, and he wants to be there to love on you, to pour into you love, to give you compassion, to give you peace, to give you comfort, to give you his anointing power. Don't you know you are powerful because you have the anointing that dwells in you? And if you can understand that anointing power that dwells in you, you know that you can overcome any trial, tribulation, any challenge, any hiccup, anything that might be thrown at you, you'll be able to overcome it. You'll be able to get through it. And you'll be able to look back over your life and say, "How did I get over that?" I'll tell you how. Because you believed in your Lord and Savior. You knew that God was on your side. And when God is on your side, you can't help but win. Just like Psalms 147:3, it says, "He heals the broken in heart and bind it up their wounds." In other words, he know you hurting. He know you in pain. He know you feel like you all by yourself. But the good news is that he heals the broken. He will mend that broken heart. He will put the pieces of your heart back together, and you will feel love, and you will be able to accept the love that God wants you to feel, that God wants you to have, because it's nothing like unconditional love that only God can give you. See, when we rely on man and woman, they will disappoint you every time, but we can always count on the unconditional love that God has for us. And so I encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, as you're going through your storms right now, and you might can't see your way, you might say, "When is it going to end? When will I see the sunshine? When will the rain stop coming down?" Just know, trouble don't last always. Just like Isaiah 57:15 says, And this is one of my favorite verses. It says, to revive the spirit of the hurt and heartbroken, and to revive the heart of the contrite. So in other words, God will heal your heart. Not only will he fix your heart, but he will heal your heart where the hurt and pain and disappointment that you may be feeling from heartaches and hardships and disappointments and letdowns, God will fix all of that and give you a new way of thinking, a new attitude, a new view on life. He will restore your faith. He will reconnect you to have a better relationship, not only with him, but with others. But you have to understand that life happens. And God never said life was going to be easy. He never said it was going to be peaches and ice creams and always sunny days. That's part of life. But when those bad times happen, just know that God is still working on your behalf. He's putting the good and the bad together, and it's all working out for your good. So you have to keep the faith of that and trust that God is working it out. You may not see it. You may not understand it. You may not think you're not going to ever get out of this situation. But trust me, keep striving, keep pushing. Don't give up. Just continue living your life and being the best version of yourself. And just know that God will work it out for your good. And you might say, why do I feel so broken? Why does it feel so painful? Why do I feel this hurt? Because it happens. At any point of our lives, we can sometimes feel that someone have let us down. Someone has blindsided us. Or maybe it was something that unexpectedly happened and you wasn't prepared for it. It could be a number of reasons. It could be a bad breakup. Or it could be you're grieving a loss of a loved one, a family member, a child, a friend. Or it could be money issues or the loss of a job. Or it could be health or emotional problems that you might not be able to understand or be able to figure out how to get through all of this. This is when you take it over and give it to God. That's when you have to let go and let God know that you can't do it by yourself. You've tried everything and your way is not working. So the only way for it to get better, you have to give it over to God. And when you give it over to God, that's when you'll see things working out in your favor. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some things that you could do to help along the process. For example, you could start taking time to be more healthy with your life. Start eating right, putting the right things in your body, like drinking more water and eating more fruit and vegetables, less junk food, less starch. Just knowing that you're eating more healthier, this is also going to allow you to live longer because you're taking care of your health and getting fit. That includes exercising, doing a power walk, doing some sort of workout so you can get fit. And I'm not calling this a diet, because to me, diets don't work, but it's just changing your lifestyle. So this way, you can be more fit and be more healthy. And just keep reminding yourself that you are capable of so much more when you have a healthier lifestyle. And then also, you got to keep in mind, if you want to be healthy and fit, you got to take time for yourself. Like I tell you, you can't be good for nobody else if you don't take care of yourself. So that's very important. Always make yourself a priority. And whatever that might be just reading a book, or it might just mean doing some yoga, meditation, taking a hot bubble bath, maybe taking a dance lesson, or taking a nice walk, or watching your favorite show on TV, or maybe drinking a glass of wine. But take time for yourself, because you can be more productive when you are feeling good about yourself. Not just feeling good on the outside, but you want to feel good on the inside. And then take time to nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. And how can you do that? Once again, eating the right things, drinking a lot of water, taking your vitamins. Also, you want to keep in mind, not too many sweets, not too many junk food items. You know, watch your dairy products that you're putting in your body. But also, you want to nourish your mind. It might be jazz music that you like to listen to, gospel music, classical music. Something that's going to give your mind peace. And then nourish your spirit. And the only way to nourish your spirit is by the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Try to study it every day. If you could just read a verse or a chapter, and then pray to God, communicate with God. That's the best way God can communicate and talk with you, when you study His Word, when you read His Word, when you meditate on His Word, and then He could communicate to you and tell you what you should do and how you should do things. He'll reveal different things to you. He'll explain to you His vision and His dreams and His purpose for your life. So if you take time to nourish your spirit, you'll see how close you'll get with God. You'll feel His connection. You'll feel that spiritual, that anointing power from the Lord. And then also take time to share your story, because nobody knows your story better than you. Don't let nobody else tell your story. Share your story. If it's writing it in a journal, writing in a diary, or if you just got to say it out loud, don't be ashamed to talk about your past, your hiccups, your shortcomings, your flaws. And don't let your past dictate your future. Your past is a part of your life. Yes, that's correct. But your past does not dictate who you are, and that you can't change, and that you can't become a better version of who you truly are. But tell your story. Don't downplay your past. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to tell what you used to do and how you've overcome and how you are a better person because of some of the things that you went through. And don't apologize for what you used to be like and how you are now. You may not be what you want to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. And that's by telling your truth. Don't let nobody else tell your story. You tell your story. And then also, you got to take time to change your way of thinking about your life. You have to start thinking positive things over your life. Start speaking life over your situation. Whatever issues that you might be going through, start speaking life over it. Start talking about the positive, how you have changed, how things are going to get better, how God is going to work it out, how God already fixed it. Speak it in advance like it already happened. That's what it means by having faith. When you have enough faith as a mustard seed, God can move in your life. He can move those mountains out the way. He can restore what was taken. He can make things better than what you could have ever imagined. But you just have to learn how to think about some of the things that you used to say about yourself, and take time to renew your spirit. Renew how you look at yourself. When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? Do you see how beautiful you are? Because, you know, we was all made in God's likeness. So since we were made in God's likeness, you know, God didn't make any mistakes. So when you look at yourself, stop judging your flaws and shortcomings. Look at how beautiful you are. Look how handsome you are. Recognize the good qualities that you have. Stop trying to alter what God already created, because God made you just the way He wanted you to be made. So appreciate who you are and what you are. And then last but not least, give yourself time to get over the pain, to get over the hurt, to get over the disappointment. That's how you get over from feeling broken. Not everything that happens to us has to have a meaning or a lesson. Sometimes things just happen because it's just part of our story. It's a part of our journey. We have to go through these things. So give yourself permission to grieve over the loss of a relationship, or to accept that something is over, or to face that you lost that job, or whatever the case may be. Give yourself time and then let it go. And when you can let it go and forget about the pain, forget about the hurt, forget about the struggle, forget about the challenge, forget about the hiccup, that's when your story will change. You will have a new chapter, a new beginning, a new ending, and you will be in a better place, a better space, because you won't feel broken anymore. Because now you'll know that God has mended your heart back together. All those pieces that was broken have been restored. And now you feel whole again. You feel complete again. You don't feel breaking down anymore, because you know that you got God on your side. And you know, when you have God on your side, that's when you know things will get better. And the best way to heal from anything that you are going through that has got you broken is to keep moving, keep pushing, keep looking to the beginning, keep looking towards you, stop looking behind you, because it's a past for a reason. What's behind you, you don't want to go back to. Don't dwell on it. Just know that God has something better in store for you. He will strengthen your relationships. He will build your confidence up. You'll feel love again. You'll want to give love. You will want to share love. You will appreciate the little things in life just as much as the big things in life. So I want to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, if you're feeling broken, trust God. Let go. Believe that He is with you and He's going to turn things around in your favor. And when He does, get ready to give God all the praise, because your test is your testimony to help someone else that might be going through what you've already came out of. Or your mess that you're going through is your message to share with others that God loves you, God is with you, and God will help you to get through. I hope this encouraged your heart today. Just know, trouble don't last always. Keep in mind that you are awesome and you are more than enough. So if you feel broken right now, be encouraged today, because the good times are coming. Your blessings are coming. Your joy is coming. So if you might have been crying, you might have been having sleepless nights, you might have been worrying, I encourage you right now to stop. If you're going to worry, then don't pray. If you're going to pray, then don't worry. because that means you have enough faith in God to know that He's going to fix your situation. So I thank you for joining me today on Tiff the Truth, and join me next week on a brand new episode. I thank you again for listening to me today. God bless you and your family. Take care of yourselves as well as your loved ones. And don't forget to smile, because it looks good on you. This is your girl, Tough Tiff, and I'll talk to you very soon. Bye.